When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, everyone.
Emergency at the palace.
Things stand, all we know is Harry and Meghan have moved to Colorado.
Yeah.
And they've been kicked out of the palace.
Yeah.
All the royals is up in arms. Piers Morgan's gone mad.
Come back.
GMTV, maybe had something to say
Camilla,
on that.
Camilla shit herself.
Oh, Christ, she shit herself.
Absolutely mad.
Oh, Christ.
We're just going to do our best to get a grip of this situation.
Emergency at the palace.
Emergency at the palace. Goodness me.
Barry, what do you know?
Well, all I know is...
What have you been told? Have you got...
No, it's emergency at the palace with Meghan and Harry. One of them is fucked off back to Canada.
The other one's packing up the boxes. He said to her, shall I bring your faxes?
Queen's gone mad. She's very sad that they have decided not to. To be a part of the royal family and all that lot.
Yeah, well, can you blame them?
Well, I can't.
Can you blame them, Barry?
Well, if you're in the limelight, like you and me, you know, and you do...
I moved to America.
And you do very little like you and me. It is difficult.
Exactly. And then get paid an awful lot of money from the public
purses. Exactly, which is what we do. So we have every sympathy.
What did you spend on your last wage packet from the public purse?
Oh, well, one is open to screws.
Oh, Christ, you've got to be very careful about what it is you spend. Because it'll be poured over in the morning
very
papers.
Much so, very much.
I played it safe last time.
Well, what did you get then?
I bought 2 jousting sticks.
Well, and it's traditional.
Well, it's traditional. Yeah. It's English and they're ancient.
Yeah,
and they cost me about $15,000 each. Right.
Yeah, well, I saw them. I didn't like to say at the time you was slightly ripped off. They're cardboard tubes, aren't they?
Well, that is what jousting sticks was back in the day. They was long cardboard tubes.
For catering places, weren't they? Was it Kenny who got hold of them?
Yeah, he got hold of them for me. And he said he got them from Sotheby's. And he said they was used by King Arthur.
Yeah.
And they was all lovely in like colours and that, you know. White and red like barber's poles, you know.
Yeah.
And they was cardboard. But that was what they done, that's what they used. That's why they never did jousting on a rainy day.
They had Tippex in them.
They had Tippex and they says we don't I says, why are they made of cardboard? It's just 'cause that's what they use, you know.
Oh, well,
and I says He says they weren't allowed to joust on days when it was raining because they all start to sag over like a knob, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Sag over at the bottom.
Well,
the end there.
You know.
But so they're on the wall.
Yeah, lovely.
They're on the wall.
Well, I mean, when I say, you know, public purse, I mean, to be fair. You know, I've done national service for this country.
Oh, you've earned
my public purse. And,
public purse.
Public purse. And so, you know, I've done my bit of the country. Also, I worked for the water board quite a while ago. So,
oh, yeah, I was waterboarded.
Yeah, I know you was waterboarded. You was waterboarded.
I was waterboarded.
To get your secrets out.
Well, they wanted to get my secrets out.
Did they manage to
I said, look, I'll give these up. You don't have to waterboard me. You know, I'll give my secrets up, you know.
Yeah.
And they said, we'd like to waterboard you, you know, just as an experiment.
Right.
Yeah.
I said,
you don't mind a bit of water, do you? Yeah, I said, all right, go on in. And they set about me with a teapot and a kettle.
Right.
I says, what is waterboarding, you know? And they says, lie down there. Oh, all right. And they, what they do is drown you, essentially.
Right.
They pour a tea towel over your head and they duck water all over your
face.
Who
was this, the Iranians?
No, it was the Secret Service.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the Secret Service. Although there was definitely someone that worked at the harvester doing it.
Right, okay. But you don't know. Maybe he'd been recruited.
He might well
work
for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And he's held me down. He's poured this water over my face and I'm drowning. I says, well, that's enough. I'll give up my secrets, you know.
Yeah.
And I says, all right, go on, tell us the secret. And I says, did you know that Meghan Markle
She was, I don't know, she's what I was having to do.
They go, have you got any secrets? I says, yeah, I've got secrets.
It's immediately make us about Meghan
Markle. Exactly,
I go,
Meghan Markle was, you know, was, and then they started again with the water and that. Tell us a secret, you know, like this.
Exactly.
And I've pissed myself.
Yeah.
And I said, ugh. And I says, do you know Meghan Markle's? I'm really starting to think I'll be
thinking
of her. Do you know she was foreign like that? And they went, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I says, well, that's all I've got, you know.
Well,
and they said, that isn't a secret, you know. It's
interesting you say that because when I was at the harvester, and do you remember?
You got waterboarded.
Well, basically, there is a fella there, and it might be the same one, that big fat chap with the big bum fluff on his, under his nose.
Yeah, he's a busboy.
He takes the place from him. So he's got, I said to him, excuse me, these chips are cold. He's gone, I am working for MI5. I said, oh, bullshit, you know, just get me some more
chips.
I would like to, it's gone, but, you know, I am working for MI5, and before I fill up the salad bar with more sweet corn bits, I have to go and speak to my overlords in the kitchen. I said, oh, for fuck's sake.
The Illuminati
and all that.
Yeah, a lot of them are basically harvester.
They are, very much so.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, that's the thing. I mean, you don't know where these spies are.
No, they're everywhere.
I said to Margaret.
In the bookies.
Yeah. Oh, I said to Margaret, you know, I was going down the bookies, and I said, before I go, you got in that nice toad in the hole that you've done. She goes, oh, I ate it all up yesterday. I went, you know, Margaret.
Yeah.
I help you make that. You're a greedy fat pig. And she goes, no, I am working for MI5.
Right.
I went, oh, yeah.
In what department?
And she says, well, I have to try the food to make sure you're not poisoned.
Right,
I said, well, oh, fucking lot.
Yeah, oh, lot. Are you getting an idea after one or two mouthfuls?
Exactly. I said, I put
it to
you.
You drop down dead, then it's okay.
Yeah, I said, I put it to you. You're less a spy, more a big fat lump.
Yeah.
And she goes, No, I'm undercover.
I said,
oh, don't be bloody stupid. I said, Margaret, can you come out of the toilet, please? She goes, I said, are you having a shit? He said, no, I'm speaking to my overlords.
On
Skype. Yeah. I said, well, I can hear for a fact you're listening to Kistry on the radio.
Yeah.
You're not on Skype at all.
No.
And she goes, no. I said, Margaret, you said all that bog roll. Yeah. No, I'm speaking to Q.
He's wiped his bump. Q's come round. He had a curry. And he had to wipe his bum, and he takes loads of paper.
I said, Q from MI5 has not come round. Yeah. You're simply using two bog roll.
And stop that, please, because it's not money.
Yeah, it's going,
no, I'll get it all free off the MI5s.
Yeah. You know, the other day, she wanted to watch, you know, she likes Monty Don with that gardening programme. It's boring. I don't want to see that. I want to watch Hitler's favourite bunkers
that. Yeah, megastructures.
Megastructures and all that. No, I have to watch Monty Don because I have to report to my own. I said, oh, fuck
all
off.
About the soil.
And I said, can I have any more of those walnut whips? No.
No, I ate all them because if my overlord says I'm underweight.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I was in the bookies the other day, and I bet all the money I had, I went down the doll office, and I says, have you been looking for any work? You know.
Oh yeah.
And I was going, look, I think the time's come to just tell you that I can't look for work.
Brilliant.
I'm afraid,
right?
And they said, why is that? Why can't you do that? I says, because I'm working for MI5, right? I'm working for them, and I can't do any other work because I'm very busy with MI5.
Brilliant.
Stuff, you know.
Brilliant.
And they says, well, what are you doing for them? I says, I'm doing all sorts of stuff. Right? The other day I bought some milk for them.
Yeah.
And I bought some fags for the head of MI5.
Yeah.
I do all sorts of, and I'm still a lot of spy work, you know. Right. And they said, well, where do you do the spy work? I says, I have to go to the bookies.
Right? Yeah, and that's brilliant.
And they said, and furthermore, I said, the MI5s have said, you have to keep giving me the benefits so that I can go down the bookies.
Fantastic.
And keep an eye on, you know, Larry and Kenny and all of that lot down there who they said are definitely working for the Iranians.
And
what
did they say? Yes, we'll fill in this.
And they said, we need more proof. Like, you know, I said, well, how much more proof do you need?
Yeah.
You know, I should get on the phone to MI5 and ask them if I am working for MI5 and I need money from you to go down to bookie to keep an eye on Larry and Kenny.
Exactly.
Right? Because you were working for the Iranians and they're building some bomb.
Brilliant.
And they says, all right, well, we'll let you know, you know. So I go down to bookies and my money comes through and Kenny's there. And I says, Kenny, if anyone asks from the Dole office, can you just tell them you're from... Can you just tell them that you're working for the Iranians and you're building a bomb and that, you know. And he's gone up.
Oh, what?
I sit a Yankee on
you know, never
the
mind.
Chaps, I sit never on Yankees, right?
Never mind.
My life's at stake here, right?
So never mind that.
Well, never mind the Yankees.
If someone
from the benefits people comes in and says, are you working for the Iranians? And I just keep it. Just say, yes, I'm working
pull
for
your
the Iranians.
Trousers
pull,
up.
Your, pull your trousers down. And
right. Show them your
bum.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yeah.
Right. And he's gone. I said, just never mind, right? I says, if they come in here, just tell them you're working for the Iranians. You've got a bomb that you're building in your garage, right? And you're going to blow up some very, very influential.
Yeah.
Like, just say, like, I'm going to blow up the American embassy, okay?
Yeah. Right.
He's agreed to it.
Well, I had a very similar.
It wasn't easy to get him to do that, you know.
No, I remember I built on my garage. I'd done that extension. It was terrible. I mean, you know,
it was all like cardboard.
Yeah, you know, Dougie done it from round the road.
Cheap.
He hasn't got a fucking clue, but it was cheap.
But he was willing to do it.
Yeah, and it housed my lawnmower and a few of my.
It was a lean too.
Essentially, it was a lean too. And I was assured that it was not. my problem to have that done. Anyway, a bloke comes round the council. He goes, what the fuck's this? I said, what's going on? I said, you can't do that. For a start, it's an eyesore. It goes into next door's garden. No, this is no good. What? There'll be a fine and the council will be forced to take them. I was thinking, oh, Christ, I said, I work for the CIA.
Very good.
They told me that if I want to work for them, I've got to build, they call it a lean-to structure. To house the lawnmower. He goes, well,
what do you need the lawnmower for?
What I says, that looks like a fly mower to you. Right, inside that piece of state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah, it's come from America.
It come from America and all that, and all that, a good few years ago. Right. And also the thread's gone, so it doesn't really cut very much.
No.
I said, if you want to jeopardise Western civilization. For the sake of your petty bylaw. Anyway, he just gets his briefcase and goes, right, Mr. St. Michael, I've had enough of this. You have contravened. I mean, whoa.
Hold on a minute. Let me just take you into this corner.
And the corner went, the brown fox flies at midnight. Does it really? Right, Mrs. St. Michael, could you fill in these forms? I went, wait a minute.
Horses, please. Do you want to lose your job? Do you want to get killed?
I said, that fly mower there is recording every fucking last word we say. Look, this is all very interesting. I've got another appointment down the road.
You might not have in a minute, mate. He says,
are you going to acquiesce to the bylaws of this country? It means you cannot shove up a structure. I went, does 65 mean anything to you? He went, no, absolutely not. Can you sign it? Yeah. I went, whoa.
In your documents.
In the end, I just was going, all right, done it. I've signed it. I've got fined.
He's not the no, isn't he?
No, God, not the no.
He's not the no, is he?
Heavy Pencil, a new comedy from Great Big Owl, the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork.
The Observer called it a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
No. I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant.
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You've had some run-ins with the council.
Oh, Christ, I like noise pollution. Right?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I had all my windows open and I had my music playing very loudly. Right?
Yes.
And like, really, really loudly, like through my new hi-fi, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I had all the old knock on the door and all that, and I couldn't hear it because the music's so loud.
Of course.
Bang, 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 like that. I've gone, well, hold on. I can't open the door like. And they're like, Mr. Epiphemia, I says, yes. Can you turn the music down, please, for a moment? I went.
He said, what, you don't like Sonia?
I can turn the music down.
Of course.
But I don't want to think about what potential consequences might be if I had to do that, right?
Brilliant.
And they go, well, what are you talking about? I says, look. I like Sonja, right? And you, maybe you like, I don't know. But I'm not playing it for my benefit. This is what are you talking about? I says, hold on, let me turn the music down. Let me explain. I can only turn it down for a little while.
Yeah,
turn the music down. And I says, come in, please. I says, I work for the FBI.
Right.
And they says, that's an internal investigation unit inside America. I says, hold on a minute.
yeah.
I says, hold on a minute, right? You work for Neeson Council, right? I work for the FBI, right? I think in this situation, I outrank you.
Absolutely.
Okay? How many films have been made by about Neeson Council?
Fucking none.
I says, none, right? Loads have been made about the FBI, right? Like Silence of the Lambs and things like that. Yeah. So we're important, okay?
Okay.
He says, all right, what do you do at the FBI then? I says, I do loads of things
there.
Yeah, right? Of course. Yeah. He says, like what? I says, what? I write letters and stuff. But I says, that's none of your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
The it's fact a need is, to
it's
know
a need-to-know basis. You don't need to know, mate, right?
Yeah.
I says, the reason I got this music up loud here is because, right, I am working for the FBI, right? And they says, well, what do you mean? I says, the music has to be up loud and the windows have to be open.
At a frequency,
because I'm communicating with aliens, right?
Yeah.
And he's gone, what do you mean? I says, the aliens from outer space. And I says, what, they're listening to, you're shouting Sonia out the window, right, to try and attract aliens. I says, yes, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I says, furthermore, right, it's not my idea, okay? This has come from above, right? It's come from the FBI, from America. They said, I have to play this music at 9.5 decibels, right, with the windows open, to see if there's anything out there in space. Yeah. And they says, well, what about all their telescopes and all their things, all that radio bursts? I says, never mind about that, right? Yes, they've got all that going on, right? You're some sort of expert, right? But this is ground level stuff. This is coal face stuff, right?
Yeah.
And people like me that are trying to save our planet, you know.
Yeah.
How would you like it if a load of aliens parked in your back garden, dumped a load of muck in there, right?
Yeah.
And we had no idea they was coming.
Yeah.
Well, with me, people like me with the windows open and the music playing out, they know I can predict if they're going to come or not.
He said,
never mind about that. Just turn it down because there's a primary school up the road and they're complaining. I says, never mind about it. Listen, the children are the future of this country.
Yeah.
Right?
Show them the
and
way, let them lead the way.
Exactly. And if we come under attack by mysterious forces, right, and I think I've not done nothing about it, I won't sleep at night.
Right. What did he say to that?
He should just turn the bloody music down, please. Right. You're in contravention of some sort of bylaw. I don't know. He went into all the technical I says, all right, mate, have it your way. Turn it down, right. Got in his little Ford Fiesta, drove off, walloped straight back up again. But I'm doing a public service.
Look, if we get invaded by aliens,
this
geezer from the council is going to first one to start bleating, someone else.
I will send them round to his house. I'll send them round to his
house. But getting back to the Meghan crisis.
Crisis at the palace.
Crisis. I tell you what I saw. Did you see that at Madame Tussauds, they've now separated them?
Yeah,
a bit hasty, isn't it?
No.
I mean, when you had your waxwork
at Madame Tussauds. But they said, well, I had it done on the cheap. They didn't want me to be in Madame Tussauds.
What did you get?
And I said to them, I kept banging on the door going, can I be in here, please?
Yeah.
And they says, what? All right. I says, I'll desperately want to be made of wax.
Yeah.
And stood in a corridor.
Yeah.
You know, so foreign Chinese students can come and look at me.
And
you know?
stick chewing gum on me
and have their photo with me.
Yeah,
I says, that is what I want. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, that's right. You're
and
a national figure. Yeah.
They says, it's not too much. Oh, I ask, but you have to get a certain status. I says, don't worry about the status.
Yeah.
I've got the status.
Right.
If I turn myself into a waxwork dummy, people will line up to have their photo with me.
Right.
And they says, well, we're not going to do it. I says, well, I tell you what then. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m, have a look outside this door. There'll be a waxwork of me stood here.
Right.
And just bring me in and then, you know, put me in the machine. Put me in a room and then we'll see what happens. And then the proof will be in the pudding.
See exactly how popular you are.
Exactly. Anyway, I only have 24 hours to do it. All right. And I couldn't find anyone to do it. I thought, well, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. So I went to B&Q,
yeah,
and I bought 250 candles.
Right.
And I went home, and I lit these candles just above my head and just dripped the wax onto me. And it took, about 7 hours.
Right.
To really cover myself in wax.
And when I
finished, I looked in the mirror and I thought to myself, I don't actually look like myself anymore.
Right.
You know, I look like I'm covered in, you know, just wax.
Yes.
You know, and I thought, well, that'll have to do, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to presenting myself there at 9 a.m. and I banged on the door and I'm stood there.
Yeah.
And they've opened the door and they said, Mr. Fafimu, is that you?
Yeah.
And I was like, not said.
He said nothing because they said don't nothing, speak.
Right,
no.
Exactly. And they said, Mr. Fafimu, is that you, like, just with wax on you? And I've just said nothing, you know, like stony face.
Like
one of them like statues you see in Covent Garden,
I
right?
Know,
they
yeah.
stand on a pole,
yeah.
right? And they've gone, Mr. Epifemio, is that you? And I've gone like that. And I farted, right?
Give the game away, did you?
Give the game away a little bit. And I said, you just farted and it stinks, right?
Right.
And I says, yeah, well, I'm a new model of wax thing, you know? I'm a new model.
And
we fart. I bet none of your other wax works farts.
They say,
do they?
Can you move to the side?
Does Megan fart, right? And
did
he's gone, no, Megan doesn't fart. I says, well, I fart, and it'll be nice. It'll be nice for the people to stand next to me while
very
I fart.
Busy. Right. Very busy. I've been clear.
Can you please move to one side? And I'm going, I can't move. Well, this time the wax had taken hold and it had got right into my joints, right, and I couldn't actually move.
Right, okay.
He just pushed me and I went over like a sack of shit.
He
hit the ground, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm just lying on the floor in front of the gates.
Right.
Like, just covered in wax
farting.
Oh,
God.
And when he's pushed me over, I shit myself.
Oh, God.
So I absolutely stank. So I actually ring Kenny and say, can you come and put me on the back of your flatbed, please, and take me home?
Yeah,
scoop me out, but poor sod. Oh. But yeah, so I haven't been in there yet, but I'll get in there. I mean, you had a terrible time trying to get in, madam.
God, well, I insisted. I said, I've done all this in a very popular comedy character in this country.
Oh, one of the most popular.
They said, all right, well, look, we've got a little bit of room vacated by Kim Woodburn, who they melted her down and
we don't need the cleaner
no more. As so we do have a bit of spare wax, and you're of a similar sort of Z-list celebrity.
Oh, right.
Would you be interested? And a similar size, yeah. Would you be interested? Keeps a wax. Fashioned into you because the body's not dissimilar.
You're quite similar shape.
Just basically change the head.
Yeah.
So I went, well, you know, I mean, I'm not quite the same shape as her. She's what would you call a pear shape?
Yeah, pear shape.
I'm more an orange, just totally round.
Yeah.
So I go for the meters and they measure you up and all that and I'm being all jolly and all that. Oh, I'm very excited about the banter and all that. Basically just measuring my head.
Right.
Anyway, they do my head and I insisted because I said, I don't want, you're not just going to use her clothes and everything like I'm cross-dressing. I said, I want to be naked. You know, they went, well, this is not part of it. Anyway, what happens?
Leave some pants.
Some pants, and right? Anyway, they stick these pants on me, right? You go in there.
Are you made of wax?
Made of wax. They've done the whole thing. It's basically my head, Kim Woodburn's body, chest, boobs,
knob.
All down there.
All your knob.
And me in the pants with a tiny little knob. I said, what the hell is that?
We didn't have enough wax.
They didn't have enough wax for that.
Your big knob.
So I said, excuse me, can I you know, this is not anatomically correct.
No, no. And you checked my measurements.
And you took my measurements. They went, well, look, you know, this is a temporary structure. We've got rid of Kim. We're waiting for someone, you know, higher standard, David Van Day, of a higher celebrity rating to come. Yeah. It's just take a temporary. I went, oh, all right. Anyway, so what I was so appalled with what I looked like, the tiny pants, this tiny little ding-a-ling in it.
Yeah,
what a pair of tits. A pair of tits and all that. I was so...
on your shoulder. Very strange.
I don't know. Did you know she's got a muff on her shoulder? Kim Woodburn. I didn't know.
Oh, well, you. I think this
is what you learn.
This is why you go there.
And so, anyway, yeah. I said, this is beneath my dignity. Yes, look at it. It's a muff on her shoulder. Tiny little dinkle. Yeah. So, what I did was, I went down to just near Baker Street. There's a green grocer's.
Right.
I got a massive sort of marrow thing, and when no one was looking, when the guard, you know, they stood there, the beef eater. A beef eater.
Yeah.
I whipped in and I've stuffed this fucking marrow down the pants and all that. Yeah. And it was only then that the chief curator of that sort said, get out. I said, well, I'm yours. I agreed to this.
Look at the size of my knob.
Look at the size of my knob then. Of course, all these students coming round, tourists.
Look at your knob.
Oh, look at knob look there. At that. Look at that. Knob.
You've got knob size of marrow.
Don't look at no muff on shoulder. Ooh, look at knobby marrow. So I said, look at how popular that.
Have a look at this. Barry from Waffer. Oh. Look at that. Look, man with big head knob.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, they melt it all down. And I think...
Chuck the wax out the back. Well,
that was a funny story, wasn't it? That was a bit strange.
Yeah,
story.
Very strange story.
But it was...
All these strange things happen to you.
Oh, they really
unusual.
Very unusual. Sort of
yes.
But, yeah, well, look. What else have we...
What else have we gleaned?
Have you kept to your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I've spun round 42 times
that's
a day.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And what about, tell me this, your new, you know, you're about clean living that you was going to do.
Clean living.
For anyone who don't know, he's stark naked, he's not wearing any artificial fibres.
No, that's it.
I'm
only eating raw food.
Raw food and all that.
Raw chicken.
You walk everywhere. Ecologically correct.
Yeah. And it's I've put weight on actually.
Yeah.
And I feel awful.
Yeah.
I'm cold.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the point is of taking us back to pre caveman.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be any point to it.
No, they're full of that.
Everyone wants to go back to how things was, but I think things are all right as they are.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? You know, I think we're slightly overweight because we've got so much bloody food to eat.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's great.
Isn't
and
it?
It's all cheap as well.
Yeah, cheap as chips.
You can eat 3,000 calories from McDonald's for about fibre.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Do that three times a day.
And it tastes bloody nice as well.
Amazing. Yeah.
So you basically, you're going to go and get some clothes now, aren't you?
I'm going to go and get some clothes on. I'm going to get myself down McDonald's and I'm going to eat about 15,000 calories.
Yeah.
That's my revolution.
What about
your resolutions?
Well,
I've
tried to increase the smoking. Yeah.
You smoke so much as it is. It's not easy to get any more bad than you've
got. I've done my best. And as Margaret said to me, that you can only do your best.
That's it.
I get up in the morning, I have lots of tea, you know, caffeine, full fry up. She said, can you get a little bit more down? I said, I don't.
I can't get any more down.
She said, you can only do your best.
I think it's very nice of Margaret to, whilst you're asleep, she's sticking a fag in your mouth.
Yeah, and then she knows
And then she's holding your nose, so you've got no choice but to breathe it through your mouth.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Get the smoke down.
Get that down, she's really nice. And also, in the middle of the night, you know, all my vices I've tried to increase, she'll take me and she's got the laptop there and she'll put a set on 365 in the middle
lovely,
of the night.
Beautiful, yeah.
You know, all
yeah.
my savings.
That's
and
it, wipe you out.
Like that, yeah. And she's been wiping me out as well.
Oh,
she's very
good.
Kind
very
because
nice.
I can't reach her.
No.
Well, goodness me.
Well, I think, I hope that's helped.
If that has helped in any way.
Yeah, let us know.
Do let us know.
Via all the usual channels. We love each and every one of you.
We love each
Please continue to listen. There's still people that used to do the old podcast that haven't found this podcast.
No, it's
yet.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. What we're going to do is, well, we needn't tell them, we're going to try and do a new form of recording, but they don't need to know. But if you do want to hear about it, send for the fact
sheet. Send for the fact sheet and all the usual channels.
All the usual channels. See you all at Madame Tussauds this week.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Lovely.
And until next time.
Take care of yourself. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to turn that off over there.
And welcome to the Musical Podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah. We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.